The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm raising up a generation. I'm raising up a generation for my habitation. And the Lord says He's seeking forth a Jacob generation that He might turn the Jacob generation to the inheriting ones. And even now there's a transition, says God, in my body. And those who have sought to seek and find me are going to discover that I'm the one who seeks to find them. And in the place of wrestling, there's a breakthrough. For God says, I'm bringing forth my inheriting one. I'm bringing forth my Israel. I'm bringing forth my prince with God. And there was a time and there was a season when I sought for those who would be a Jacob generation. But hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. This is the day for me to lay hold of you. This is not the day for you to lay hold of me. This is the day for me to lay hold of you. And in me laying hold of you, it's time for you to endure. It's time for you to hold on. And it's in that place of wrestling that there's going to come an inheritance. There's going to come an inheritance. And the Lord says, in this house, there's a shift in the spirit. Don't seek the thing that was before. Seek that which is beyond that which was before. Seek that which is the increase. Seek that which is the more. For this is not a time to break away. This is a time to stand fast and say, our God has come. He has laid hold of us, and we will not let go of that which He has laid hold of. And the Lord put a scripture on my heart for you as a house. It's out of Isaiah chapter 32. Behold, a king will reign righteously, and princes will rule justly. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm. Like streams of water in a dry country, like a shade of a huge rock in a parched land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the hasty will discern truth. The tongue of the stammerers will hasten to speak clearly. No longer will the fool be called noble, or the rogue be spoken of as generous. For a fool speaks nonsense, and his heart inclines toward wickedness, to practice ungodliness and to speak error against the Lord, to keep the hungry person unsatisfied and to withhold drink from the thirsty. As for the rogue, his weapons are evil. He devises wicked schemes to destroy the afflicted and the slander with slander. Even though the needy one seeks what is right. But the noble man devises noble plans, and by noble plans he stands. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. For God says, in my body and even in this place, I've been bringing forth a shift in the land. And the land is that which I call my covenant place. It's not your contract place, it's my covenant place. And in my covenant place, I have sought for those who would seek me. But I've done a shift now and declared that now I am seeking to find those who have sought me, that they might find that I'm the one that seeks them. But the place that I seek them in is a place of endurance. The place that I seek them in is a place of strength. It's a place of abiding. It's a place of remaining. It's not a place of hungering. It's a place of being satisfied and then seeking to satisfy the hungry. And the Lord says, in this season, I'm going to reveal who the princes are. For the princes are those who can be a refuge from the wind, because these are the ones who have endured the wind. And the princes are the ones who can be a shelter from the storm, for these are the ones who have stood fast through every storm. And the princes can be the ones who are streams of water in a dry country, because when they stood in a dry country, they didn't leave the land, but they found water deep. And the princes are those who are the shade of a rock in a parched land, because in the heat they did not melt and they did not fade away. Now is the time when I will raise up the princes. And the Lord says, there's a mark on this house. There's a mark upon you as a people. Don't look to the side. Don't look to the right or the left. Don't look behind. Don't look before to discover the mark. Look within the heart. For God says the mark is the mark of those who have wrestled with me and those who have broken through, that find that I'm the one that laid hold of them. And now will come a time of strategy. Watch and see. That means be awake and expect it. Be awake and expect it. Be awake and expect it. But don't expect it to come from me apart from my princes. For my princes are those who have wrestled with me and are ready for the inheritance. And this word is not just for this place. This is for my body, says God. But you are in the place of discovering what I'm doing in this hour. For the Lord says, inheritance is for princes. Inheritance is of fathers. Inheritance is of the Father's name. And it's those who stand fast, those who stand in the place of my blessing, who release the blessing. Get ready, Pastor Caesar, for the Lord says a mantle is coming. A mantle is falling. Be ready, people, for when a mantle falls, it's time to get under. It's time to come under. When a mantle falls, it's time to lift up your head. But lift up your head in the place where the mantle resides. For a mantle does not come in multiple places, but a mantle comes to rest upon headship and to come upon a body. And there's a new mantle that's coming upon this body, says the Lord. For there's a new mantle that's coming upon this man and this woman. There's a mantle that's going to cause you to see with greater clarity. Don't be confused, for the mantle that's coming is not a mantle because a man is wrestling because he's hungry. It's because a man is wrestling because I'm hungry. And God says, I'm hungry to find such a people. And I've laid hold of you. I've laid hold of you. And in the midst of adversity, you've remained in the place of adversity. In the midst of things not working out quite right, you've remained right. And so the Lord says, a mantle is coming. Now is not the time to stretch out from under it, for this mantle will come. And the Lord says, as the mantle comes, vision will come, and there will be noble plans, there will be noble schemes, noble strategies. But noble plans are not plans for unto our oneself, but noble plans are plans that reach beyond oneself. And the Lord says, this body, this church, this congregation is going to reach farther than you've ever reached before, because some things not only have been settled, but some things are being settled by me, says God. And now the mantle will come. Get ready, get ready, get ready. For even in the next 9 months, even as nine is the number of my spirit, both of power and of life, both of charisma and of fruit. And even as nine is the number of pregnancy, so shall this thing be birthed. And there will be a mantle that comes upon. Watch and see, for in 9 months there will come forth a new liberty and a new clarity. But within these 9 months, trust the place of pregnancy. Trust the place of headship. Trust the place of family. Trust the womb that will birth what I'm bringing forth. For what I'm bringing forth will not be disconnected from the continuity of that which I have desired. For it's of inheritance, says God. It's of inheritance. And you will see that princes will rule, for they will be a refuge from the wind. For these are those who have withstood the wind. They will be a shelter from the storm. For these are those who have stood fast through every storm. They will be water in a dry country, because these are those who have found water in a dry place. They will be shade from a parched land, for these are those who have not wilted in the day and in the heat. When God says, this is the time, this is the time. Come under my mantle of grace.